Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith. Episode 2, Rebel Without a Pause.
What's your mum?
Hello, Joe. Joe? What is that in your ear?
Pardon?
Oh, don't joke. What is it?
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
It's an earring.
I can see that.
What did you ask for, then?
Don't be cheeky. Take it out.
No.
Yes, this minute. Whatever possessed you to... Where did you get it done?
In the High Street. Neil had his done as well.
Then he's as daft as you are. Do you know what you look like?
Looks good, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It looks completely stupid. What a waste of money.
Wasn't much.
Anyway, I'm not discussing it. Take it out.
No.
I am not having you going around with an earring in your ear.
Well, where do you expect me to have an earring?
Don't answer back.
Why don't you like it? I think it looks good.
Well, then that just proves your complete lack of judgment, doesn't it? Whatever you may think about how flash you look, if I was an employer and two lads came to me with similar qualifications and one had an earring...
You'd give him the job?
No, I wouldn't. I wish you'd had a zip put in your mouth whilst you were about it.
Family life much as usual, then?
Look what Joe's done.
What?
He's had his ear pierced.
So what? Wait till he has his head shaved.
I think it's terrible.
It's not that bad. He looks a bit of a pilchard, but it's a lot better than that knitted Tottenham Hotspur hat he's always wearing.
Careful.
I don't know what's the matter with you two.
Nothing's the matter with
us. Oh, yes, there is. You're both ganging up on me.
Mum, I haven't got the time for you to frown moody. I'm going to sleep.
Oh, no, you're not. I want to speak to you. You've become quite impossible since you came back from your father's.
Oh, don't talk daft, Mum.
It's true. I don't know what you got up to in Florida.
We didn't get up to anything. We couldn't. He was with us all the time.
He took me shark fishing. We did everything together.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything, Mum.
Are you saying I'm neglecting you? That I'm spending too much time with Bill and I'm ignoring you?
I'm not. Are you, Joe?
No. Don't know what she's on about. Can I go to Steve's?
It's the well-known maternal guilt complex. They all suffer from it.
You know I have to work, but I think we should do more things together.
Oh, no.
As a family, outings and things.
Oh, Mum, please, not that.
We could go for walks in the countryside. We never walk the dog together. We could go to the coast.
Canfield Sandcastle.
Look, Mum, we're quite happy to get on with messing up our lives without interference, if it's all right with you.
Is your coffee, Hilary? No sugar, right?
Yes, thanks. I've got a sweetener.
Want a biscuit?
Oh, well, just one then.
Do you realise that one biscuit is equal to dozens of teaspoonfuls of sugar?
Yes, I do. And if you think the guilt will spoil the pleasure of the custard cream, then you're wrong. Feeling wicked adds to my enjoyment.
Well, doesn't add to mine.
Oh, you're not still thinking about the kids, are you?
Yes. But whatever you say, Hill, I think I've been a bad influence on them.
Why?
Oh, stop laughing. I'm almost living in sin with Bill, and I think they feel neglected.
Just a small point, Faith. How do you define almost living in sin?
Well, you know, he spends his nights with me, but keeps his socks at his place. I worry the children are upset by the coming and going.
They're not children anymore. You don't have to tuck them up and cut their toast into soldiers these days. I think they're old enough to suffer a spot of neglect now and then.
It's bad enough that I'm a working mother.
Yes, but you work from home.
I know. But it's not often I make them scones or knit them jumpers.
I think they're probably quite pleased about that.
I just think I'm probably so wrapped up in Bill that I've not noticed anything else.
What else?
Joe's had his ear pierced.
Joe? Not Hannah?
No, Joe. Awful, isn't it?
I mean, it doesn't sound like Joe. But he's probably just trying to assert himself at his age. I'm no expert on kids, but I've got plenty of godchildren. And it does seem that all teenagers get impossible from time to time.
Maybe. But it may not have happened if I'd been a full-time mother.
Instead of gallivanting off with your lover.
Exactly.
Do you really think you can avoid teenage rebellion by playing Monopoly with them every evening?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
Okay, so it's true that you and Bill have zipped from eyes across a crowded desk to the registry office in Olympic Town, even if you didn't quite make the last hurdle.
Ah, you noticed.
So if you're worried that it may have upset their lives, then take it a bit slow.
I feel as if I'm torn so many ways at the moment.
Look, I've just bought a magazine that might help. Let me look up your planetary aspects.
My what?
Liza, clear off. I'm trying to prepare for a meeting.
You wouldn't speak like that to anyone else on the staff.
You are not on the staff.
I am, almost.
You wheedled your way in by deception.
I am a design consultant, my darling, and I've come to show you some swatches.
Thanks, but I've got a watch.
Of material, so that you can choose fabrics for your blinds and chairs as befits an art editor.
Another time.
You're still cross with me, then?
Let's just say that if I was even half certain I wouldn't get caught, I'd throw you out of the window.
Oh, that is hurtful. After all, it all worked out for the best, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
I saved you from a torrid tumble into a marriage that was doomed to disaster.
Who says so?
Me and anyone who knows you.
You don't know me, Liza. You were just married to me once, that's all.
You'll thank me in time.
I think I can say for certain that I won't.
It's given you a chance to reconsider.
As soon as the damn decree absolute comes through, I'm marrying Faith.
Well, I think you should see it as a lucky escape.
From what?
From someone who could never make you happy.
How the hell do you know?
It's obvious. Look how bad-tempered you are these days.
I wonder why. Good morning, Liza. I'm off. And I don't want the Paisley.
Hello, the art editor's phone.
Is Bill McGregor there?
You just missed him, I'm afraid. He's gone to a meeting.
Oh.
Can I take a message or something?
Well, it's Faith Grayshot.
Ah.
I'm a freelance artist.
I know, and a jolly dependable one, too, I've heard.
Oh, thank you.
And you were going to marry Bill, weren't you?
What?
I am sorry it all went wrong.
I am going to marry Bill. We've just had a small delay.
I think you're being awfully brave.
Do you?
Men do sometimes get cold feet, don't they?
Bill didn't get cold feet. There was a problem.
I understand. It's important to hang on to your dignity, isn't it?
My dignity is in no danger of departing, thank you very much. Anyway, this is none of your business.
You may be right. It's just seeing Bill at work all the time, one does tend to form a relationship.
Does one?
I'm not talking about anything as tawdry as an office romance, although I'm sure that happens. I just mean being sensitive to one's colleagues.
Sensitive?
Hard to believe of a tough businesswoman, I know.
Harder than you think. Well, I have things to do.
A new life to build?
No, just inflating my shoulder pads.
We're all frantically jealous of you in the office. Bill's such a catch. So good with women.
No, he's not.
I know. I was fooled by that bluff Scots act at first. But he's a bit of an old smoothie, you know.
That's not very, is it?
Forgive me for saying so. But have you thought it might be a warning?
What?
When fate steps in.
It wasn't fate. It was incompetence.
It may be trying to tell us that some things are just not meant to be.
It's raining out.
Oh.
By the way, good news. I've managed to let the flat.
I see.
Try not to sound too thrilled.
I spoke to this absolute cow on the phone today, and don't make a joke about my mother.
I wasn't going to. What's the matter with you?
There was someone in your office.
Oh, yes.
I phoned up, and this completely awful woman answered and said you were good with women.
Oh, really?
She said you were a catch, and I was lucky to have you.
Well, that all sounds perfectly acceptable so far. Ooh.
Who was she?
How should I know?
You know. You're just being shifty.
All right. I may have a faint suspicion, but could I just get my coat off and have a cup of tea first?
No.
Stop seething, Faith.
I intend to seethe until you tell me what's up.
Nothing's up. I think you probably spoke to Liza, that's all.
Liza?
Yes.
Your ex-wife?
That's the one.
What the hell is she doing answering your phone?
She talked her way into designing the offices.
Talked her way? You mean your ex-wife's working with you?
Well, not with me. She's just in the same office.
I'm stunned, speechless.
I beg to differ.
It's so underhand. You getting Liza a job?
I did not. She met the managing director at a dinner party. The whole thing was a coincidence.
How do you believe that?
Well, why shouldn't I?
Horseradish.
I'm as unhappy about it as you are.
No, you're not. How long has she been there?
Oh, not long.
Weeks? Years?
Not years. Look, I realize she's not your favorite person, but I can't stop her getting a job.
Surely you could have stopped her getting that job.
It all happened while I was away. I came back and There she was.
Filing her stilettos in the pencil sharpener.
Installed as a designer.
Oh, don't you see, Bill? It's you she's got designs on.
Don't be ridiculous. We're divorced, finished.
She doesn't see it like that. She's an interfering old bat.
Well, she won't interfere with me.
She already is. Oh, can't you see? She's driving a wedge between us. Already you're keeping secrets from me.
Am I?
Yes. You didn't tell me she was working there. Why didn't you?
Because you would have overreacted exactly as you are now.
No, I wouldn't.
What would you have done then?
I'd have said, thank you for telling me and give her my regards.
Would you, hell?
I'm upset because you deceived me.
I didn't deceive you. She's only there for a few weeks. I avoid her like the plague. And as I have a healthy sense of self-preservation, it seemed pointless making a big deal of it when you didn't need to know.
Need to know? You've been reading too much John Le Carre. Oh, this is probably your ex-wife wondering what time you'll be home for dinner. Yeah. Hello.
Faith? Oh, hello. How are you?
Oh, hello, Jill. Oh, I'm as well as can be expected at the end of a day. How are you?
Fine. How's the family?
Unreasonable, lazy, rude and thoughtless. Much the same as usual. Joe's being a particular pain at the moment.
Is he?
He's had his ear pierced.
Yes, I noticed.
Oh, you've seen him, have you?
Only briefly today. They're a worry, aren't they, teenage boys?
Are you worried about Stephen, Jill?
Well, I'm not sure. His schoolwork's gone downhill. How's Joe's?
Still in the should-try-harder category.
Stephen's been skipping lessons, I've discovered.
Has he? Oh, Jill, you must be worried.
You don't think Joe has, then?
No. Do you?
Well, I think he just might have been. Oh, I don't want to be a telltale, Faith, but when I came back from work early today, Steve and Joe were watching videos, and I'm sure they should have been at school.
I see.
Sorry to tell you, I feel awful.
No, Jill, thank you. I'm glad you did.
I've given Stephen a jolly severe lecture, and Clive will have a strict word with him. Oh, but it's just a stage they're going through, don't you think?
I do, Jill, and thanks for telling me.
Let me know if you want Clive to have a word with Joe. Oh, don't take that the wrong way. I mean, I know you're quite capable of handling everything, and you've got Bill, but sometimes you need an experienced father, don't you?
That's very true, Jill, and thanks for the thought. I'll talk to you tomorrow when I've tackled Joe.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad tidings.
Oh, don't worry. There's a lot of it about today. Bye.
Bye.
By the way, did you hear what I said? I found someone to rent my flat.
Never mind that. Do you think we could cancel dinner tonight? Could we make it lunch tomorrow? I want a word with my son. No less than 5 planets are gathered in the most sensitive area of my solar chart.
Sounds a bit overcrowded.
Denoting a time of inner conflict, reflection and skepticism about others' motives or intentions.
Would you be skeptical about my motives if I ordered coffee?
Hillary showed me my horoscope.
Ah.
Apparently, a head-on conflict around the time of the full moon can free me from the narrow, restricting life that's bound to stunt my potential in the future.
What a load of clam jamfrey.
I presume that means rubbish.
It does.
People born under Aries always say that.
You don't believe it, do you?
I don't rule my life by it, but sometimes when I read my horoscope, it does seem to underline what I'm feeling.
Does it? How interesting. 2 coffees and a bill, please. So, do you feel your growth may be stunted around the full moon?
It might be. Maybe it was an omen, having to cancel the wedding.
You called it a hanging offence.
Yes, well, of course, I was upset, but perhaps we weren't supposed to get married. Yet, anyway.
Okay.
You're supposed to talk me into it.
2 in a month is a bit much.
I see.
Anyway, what chance have I got against the combined forces of horoscopes and Hillary?
Bill, I just think we should cool things for a while.
Cool things? You've been watching Dallas?
Just take a short break. Decide what we both want.
I thought we knew what we both wanted.
Well, I'm sure we do, ultimately.
Besides, I've rented the flat.
You could unrent it for a bit, couldn't you?
Unrenting isn't considered an option in the property market.
I'm sorry.
What's all this about, Faith?
Don't you love me anymore?
It's not that. Joe's had his ear pierced.
Well, he can be a bridesmaid, then.
And I think it's because we've been living in sin and I'm a bad influence on them.
Isn't he just being a perfectly normal teenager?
I haven't spent enough time with them and they're getting out of control.
Oh, I see. So your idea is to elbow me out of the way, sort out the happy home and the truculent offspring, and then invite me back when it's all sweetness and light. Maybe.
No, that's not how I meant it to sound.
Don't you think I might be able to help with Joe?
No, frankly.
Thanks very much. Why not?
Well,
because I've only known him a few months, so I can't possibly have a useful contribution to make. Is that it? And after all, I'm not a proper father, am I?
Bill, I didn't say that.
Okay, have it your own way. Bring me when the full moon's waned. After all, we mustn't upset you with all those planets barging through your sensitive solar chart, must we?
We're seeing a bit more of you these days, Bill.
That's true. You can't keep a good customer down, even at your prices.
I'm sorry the marriage didn't work out, mate.
The marriage will work out, Ray. It's just the wedding that didn't work out, and if you don't shut up about it, I'll spend the whole evening supping a half pint.
But handy that you still got the flat.
Well, technically I haven't. It's just handy that I rented it to a friend. So he's let me share it till Faith and I...
Name the happy day again. Anyway, you getting on all right with Dennis?
Almost.
Almost?
There are areas of friction, like when we're both in. But the rest of the time it's fine.
He's a lad, Dennis. Big kid if you ask me. What's he doing now?
Very little, apart from a few excruciating musical medleys when he's had a few. Ray... What do you know about teenagers?
Hang on, he only acts like a kid.
I'm not thinking about him. Teenagers in general.
Well, I know that according to them, they're all over 18 and they never have the right change.
No. I mean the teenage years. Rebel without a cause. Sulking and getting ears pierced kind of thing.
Ah, those years. There, I remember. Saturday night Boy Scout dances. Time when heaven was an unhooked bra. How about you?
Ah, yes. Very painful.
You mean searing emotions? Unrequited love?
Certainly not. Painful privates and misshapen feet from wearing tight trousers and pointed shoes. Hundreds of lads trying to be different by looking like everyone else. Hardly seemed worth it.
God, you're horribly sensible, Bill. I just hope my lot are like you when they reach teenage, but I doubt it. I think we do our best business with the fathers of teenagers. They all come in here to get away from rows at home.
Well, that's reassuring.
Best left to women, in my opinion. I mean, bringing up children. Well, I know it's an unfashionable view these days, what with fathers seeing all the gubbins of birth and changing nappies. But can a woman connect up a stereo?
Food for thought, Ray. Food for thought.
You sent for me, Bill.
I did.
Although how you have the nerve to summon me when I am a freelance consultant hired by your managing director, not you.
What's this?
Curtains.
Are you sure it's not part of the scenery for Brigadoon?
Well, darling, you said you didn't really care about your office decor, so I thought you'd like tartan with your Caledonian heritage and everything.
Tartan I quite like, but if I'm going to have tartan, I would prefer it to be Clan MacGregor. Not Clan Frey Bentos with a flocked pelmet.
I think it looks masterful and striking.
It looks like Culloden after the battle.
You signed for it, look.
A bad forgery. You never did get the M quite right, even on my checks.
You are in a bad mood. Been having a tiff with Miss Perfect?
Who?
Your little Faith.
There's nothing little about her.
Oh, big girl, is she?
She said you implied you knew things about me that she didn't.
Well, I do.
Only what I'm like when I'm very unhappy. You're making things very difficult between us.
Oh, am I?
But fortunately, we have a relationship that will survive jealousy and petty meddling.
Petty meddling?
And stop changing the subject. You put up this ruched tartan taffeta just to get back at me, didn't you? You won't accept that it's over between us.
Oh, for goodness sake, Bill, you sound like a sulky teenager.
And you just act like one. Well, no teenagers are going to come between Faith and me, whatever their age.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Ah,
So, thought you'd be in bed.
Leave it out. It's only 10:30.
Where's your mother?
Oh, she's gone out for a rave up with Hillary.
Ah.
Are those flowers?
Yes.
Suppose you want to come in.
Will they give you a refund?
What?
On your charm school course.
Oh, don't you start as well.
What's the matter, Joe?
Nothing's the matter. Why does everybody keep asking me what's the matter?
Okay. Nothing to do with me. Night.
Bill?
Yes?
You haven't mentioned the earring.
No, I haven't.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, what do you think of it?
You want my honest opinion?
Yeah. Go on.
I would have gone for a pearl drop with that Spurs tracksuit, but then I always was a fashion reader. Look, let me just put these flowers in water.
Okay, as long as it isn't an excuse for giving me a lecture.
Well, why should it be?
Mum's been giving me lectures every 5 minutes.
Has she?
Didn't she tell you?
No, we're not speaking at the moment.
God, she says I have moods.
I really enjoyed last night, Hill.
It would have been perfect if you didn't have a neon sign behind your neck saying, hands off, I'm in love.
What do you mean?
Well, even though it was an innocent night out, it would have been nice to have a dance. But every time someone came over, you glared at them, pulled your skirt down, and they veered off like the red arrows.
That obvious, was it?
Straight so.
I just suddenly decided I was wrong.
Good Lord, you don't have to admit that, Faith.
Thanks. Now, I was pushing Bill away and assuming the kids are going wild because of our relationship, but that's not the answer.
Are you going to tell me what is?
I'm not sure, but I discovered this morning that Bill's really got quite good instincts.
I didn't know you saw Bill this morning.
I didn't. He came round last night when we were out and talked to Joe. Joe's taken his earring out. Yeah, he said it was because Bill told him about a man who had an earring in the Gorbals.
Sounds painful.
I mean, I know Joe's probably going to be in almighty pain for a while, like most teenagers. I mean, do you remember how awful Hannah was?
I remember when you asked me if I wanted to adopt her because you'd spilt nail varnish on your silk shirt.
Yeah, there you are, then. And now she's okay, most of the time. Well, some of the time. Anyway, I think Joe listens to Bill.
I'm sure he does.
Probably, because Bill's never really grown up completely in many ways.
I've discovered there aren't many proper grown-ups in the male species.
I'll second that.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Hilary.
I suppose you two have been sitting round yakking about boys all day, while some of us have been slaving over the classics.
Bloody cheek!
Your mum was just telling me how well you're getting on together these days.
Was she? Have I come to the right house?
No.
In that case, can I go and live with Hilary?
That would cramp my style, I'm afraid, Hannah. I've been trying to persuade your mum about the advantages of staying single and independent, but it looks like she's determined to marry Bill.
A girl in my class has just got engaged. Can you imagine? I'm never getting married.
Never is a long time.
Marriage changes things.
Oh, who said that? Some 18-year-old agony aunt in one of your magazines?
G.K. Chesterton.
Ah. In some ways, I'll be glad when you finish your A-level English.
It was nothing.
I miss you, Bill.
It's not very convenient at the moment.
What's not very convenient?
What you said.
You've got people there, haven't you?
I have, yes.
You sound as if you're having a good time.
Can't complain.
You're not missing me at all, are you?
Of course I am. Oh, God. Look, Faith.
Right. Hilary, what was the name of that new restaurant you wanted to try?
Hello?
Hannah, it's Bill.
Oh, hi.
Is your mother there?
No, she's gone out for a meal with Hillary.
Ah. Actually, I rang earlier, but there was no reply.
God, don't tell Mum. I just went round to Caroline's for 5 minutes, but I'm supposed to stay in to make sure Joe doesn't go out.
Well, you're not doing a very good job.
What?
He's run away from home.
Run away? How do you know?
Because fortunately, he ran here. Well, don't sound so surprised.
I suppose it was because they had an argument over table manners. Joe was reaching across the table as usual, but Mum hit the roof. They're always arguing these days.
Well, anyway, he's okay.
Are you bringing him back?
No, I'll let him stay here tonight. It's late enough already, and it's Saturday tomorrow.
Right.
Just make sure you tell your mother where he is, okay? She can ring me in the morning.
Hello?
Fane?
Bill?
Why are you phoning at this hour? What hour is it? Saturday morning. Had a late night.
I thought you'd be phoning me at dawn.
You overestimate your appeal, my love.
Do you want to talk to Joe?
Not particularly. He was appallingly rude last night. Anyway, he's still in bed.
No, he's not.
How do you know?
He's here beside me. Didn't Hannah give you the message?
No. Hannah? What message?
Joe ran away from home last night.
What?
It's all right. He ran here.
What's all the shouting about?
Did you have a message for me?
I think so.
Well, think harder.
Oh, yeah. Joe's at Bill's.
Why didn't you leave me a note last night?
Sorry, I forgot. Okay. It's no big deal. It's perfectly all right.
Didn't it occur to you that... Never mind. Bill, I'll come and pick him up.
Hadn't you better ask him what he wants to do?
Yes, all right. Let me talk to him.
Hello?
Joe, what a stupid thing. What? Joe, I want you to come home.
Only if I can have fried egg sandwiches. Bill's just made me one.
Joe?
Come in, Faith.
Hello.
Hello, Mum.
Faith,
it's okay. Get your clothes together. I want you to come home with me.
Hold on a minute, Mum. I'm watching Saint and Greasy.
I'm not talking to you, Joe. You can get the bus later. I'm talking to Bill.
In Rebel Without a Pause, you heard James Bolam as Bill, Linda Bellingham as Faith, Celia Imrie as Hillary, Belinda Lang as Liza, Kelda Holmes as Hannah, and Mark Denham as Joe. Ray was played by Nicholas Courtney, and Jill by Moya Leslie. Second Thoughts was written by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, and produced by Seanette Williams.